This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24.
Good morning. Please stand as we sing this scripture. It's our hymn of praise. It's in your hymn book, number 359. This is the day. Please stand.
Welcome to First Baptist Elon. We are glad you are here. Today is Children's Sunday. We hope you enjoy hearing about what we have learned this year.
We have a vacation Bible school video that we're going to show next. And just a reminder that we have a meeting this evening at 5 o'clock for all of the workers. And if you haven't registered your child, please do so. There are lots of registration forms in the hallway, and you can also find them online. Life is the theme for this morning's worship service. It has also been the theme for our music and scripture program since January. We've been talking a lot about the power of words, the things we say to people, and the impact it can have. We all, no matter our age, have the power to offer compassion and encouragement to all the broken-hearted people around us. The Word of God gives us just what we need to do that. And that is why our primary focus has been on Scripture memorization. When we speak words of hope and love, then we speak life. The kids behind me are really good at encouraging, aren't you? Yeah. But we all have days when we say something harsh or we're not careful. This group of children is really sweet. They keep each other accountable in children's choir and in our other events. They will remind each other, speak life. Hey you, speak life. Speak life. Speak good words. We all have multiple opportunities every day to speak and say negative things. But we can choose to speak life, to speak these good words, to offer hope to the hurting people, to offer hugs, love, and encouragement. For the last 6 months, this Speak Life theme has focused our attention on the power of words, power to hurt, power to heal, and how Jesus has called us to be healers. Speak Life is not just a church thing. We have to practice it at home, school, work, and even with the people we may not like. The Gospels are full of examples of times when Jesus became frustrated with his disciples, but he always ended his teachings with encouragement and love. And this has to be the example that we set to our children, as parents, and as children to our schools, to our friends, and to our church. So a big part of our program this year has been on scripture memorization. And as we work to help our children understand our faith, we must help them understand and learn the scripture that God gave us. As the psalmist says in 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." We also talked a lot about the thoughts and the condition of the heart and how that affects the things that we say. Luke 6:45 says, "What you say flows from what's in your heart." So what's in our heart will come out of our mouth. Our goal as Christians is to show Jesus' love to the world around us. So as we go about our work and our play and our school, you are encouraged to speak life. And speaking scripture truly is speaking life. So to help us all remember this theme as we go about our week and months and summer, the fifth graders have a gift for you. It's a little bracelet, and they'll be standing at the back doors as you exit today, and they will give you this little message bracelet. There's also little bouncy balls that you can keep in your pocket to help you remember to speak life, speak hope, speak love. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, thank you for the opportunity to be here for worship today on this Pentecost Sunday when we celebrate the coming of your Holy Spirit. Lord, remind us of the privileges that we enjoy as your people to come to you in these moments to confess our sins and to receive forgiveness and to give it, to pray and sing and listen and to rest in all of your promises. Lord, be with our children as they share the many things that they have been working on. Give them courage and help them to be bold. In the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1.
The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. Nahum 1:7.
Our favorite scripture verses comes from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So we wanted to share that one with you together. Ready? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Okay, please be seated. Our favorite scripture verses. Danny, can you tell me Psalm 119, 105?
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Good job. Amen. Luke, Proverbs 15, 1.
A harsh word turns away wrath, but a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
Good, good. That goes along with our theme. Will you turn it that way? I can. One of
going to read that one again. That goes right along with our Speak Life theme. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Olivia?
Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven.
Garrett, how about Matthew 4:10? Can you do that?
Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Matthew 4:10.
Mary, Genesis 1:1.
So I wait. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1.
Catherine. Isaiah 9:6.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be the Mighty One, called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Everlasting Father. Isaiah 9:6.
Rachel, Isaiah 40, verse 8.
The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah 48.
Good. Tristan, John 15, verse 12.
My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
Jaden, Matthew 5, 16.
Let your light so shine before men that see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 5, 16.
Good. Good. Samuel, Exodus 20, 12.
Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord has given you. Exodus 20, 12.
Mark, John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16.
The parable of the sower and the seed. A farmer went out to sow her seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came to eat it up. Some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plant. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let him hear.
life mean?
It means to encourage others.
It means to love others.
Speak good words and be nice to others and be helpful.
To stay positive.
Stay away from harsh words.
To say nice things.
To not be negative.
Say nice words and build people up.
Stay away from bad things.
What does...
And don't hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. Speak life. Good. Speak life.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. I don't know anything in between.
It's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart to the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, hope will never die.
Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep.
It's crazy to imagine those in the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every soul. Hope can live or die.
Take this opportunity to recognize the children who came to Mission Friends this year. Mission Friends is the As you can tell by the title, the mission group that meets every Sunday, and we learn about missionaries and their tasks and how we are all missionaries and we can become missionaries. This is a group of 3, 4, and 5-year-old children, so you can see it's got a lot of challenges, but this is a good group of kids. This last year we had girls, all girls. We sort of lulled into that. This year, all boys. All boys. So what we would like to do is recognize our 3 boys who came to Mission Friends this year. 2 of them are moving up to RAs. We'll have 1 boy in Mission Friends next year, and we need some kids. So if you know 3, 4, and 5-year-olds who would like to become involved on Sunday nights, you all here know how that works, but on Sunday nights we usually have we call it M&Ms, missions and music. So there's a mission activity for all the children, and there's a music activity for all the children. So we would like to get all of our children involved in those. I have 2 things. One thing for the guys. I have, well, really 3 things for the guys. A certificate and a book and a bag full of goodies. And I want you to put the bag full of goodies and the book and the certificate under your chair, because I didn't realize they would still be acting after they got these. Something told me, God moved my hand this morning when I was fixing this, and I stapled the bag shut. So it was a good thing. So we have a certificate for the guys and a book, and then we have something else to give to the church in honor of these 3 boys. So Luke Durham, here's a certificate for being a Mission Friends this year, and a book about the Bernstein Bears, and a bag. Can you put all that under your chair? Thank you. And Jaden, here's a book, and a bag of stuff, and a certificate. And Mr. Danny, here's a book, and a certificate, and a bag of goodies. And then Sandy French and I are, in honor of the boys who were involved in Mission Friends this year, have a book that we're going to donate to the library. It's called Whatever You Grow Up to Be, and it's a story about little boys as they're growing up and the things, the different phases that they go through that we all know and what happens, and we want them to grow up to be good daddies and good people in the community, and that's what Mission Friends helps them to do. So this book will go in the library, and there's a note in the front saying it was donated in honor of those 3 boys. So thank you for sharing your children with us this year. Please, neighbors, friends, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, we need some Mission Friends for next year. Thank you.
Well, we have the easy part. We have the girls, so we were very fortunate. And we had 4 girls this year, and like the Mission Friends, we're going to be left with just Rachel. So we need girls. So bring your girls with your Mission Friends. But we had a busy year also. We had a wonderful collection of Operation Christmas Child. We appreciate all your love and support for that. And we have been in constant contact with Anna Zale. We send her cards regularly, and I get a phone call every time the cards are delivered. And it really touches her. So we appreciate your girls sharing that love with her. And we also supported Carson and Laura this year in our mission projects. But we also want to recognize our girls.
We'll start with our first graders. Rachel Franks has completed year 1. Mary Rarehour has completed year 1. Catherine Farnham has completed year 5. And Olivia Allred has completed year 5.
We also like to thank Susan Harrington. She was with us for 3/4 of the year, so she is also another leader. So we thank all she did for us, too.
Myself and Alec French, we've been doing the RAs now for quite a while, and we've been doing the same thing. We've been doing missionary work, talking about missions. We've been raising money for Carson Fushi with the Ugly Tie Contest that we made. Our pastor had to wear, sorry about that. And then we had, of course, Operation Christmas Child, helped out with that, the Super Bowl canned food drive, and finally the Victory Junction game. We'll recognize RAs. Mark Prem, make sure you put this under your chair. Samuel Durham, Tristan Roof, Mason Wilmoth, and then the ones we're losing, unfortunately, Evan Rauer, because you're running away from us. Jacob Pritchard, is he here? And Garrett Howe. We're losing a few boys. It sounds like we're gaining a few boys. Send some more to us. We're fine with that.
Going to do the Bible memorization recognition and the choir, children's choir. Isn't it a sweet sound to hear the children quoting scripture? Yeah, it really is. They have been learning a verse each week, and we're using the material from the North Carolina Bible drill. And at this point, they have about 14, 15 scriptures memorized, along with the exact location of the verse in the Bible. There's a chart back there, and each one of those stickers represents a verse memorized. It's just great. I'm so proud of them. Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. I am so proud of these kids. Several of them would rush to see me on Sunday morning and say, I've got my scripture verse memorized. You want to hear it now? Yeah, sure. And if they missed a week, I missed my scripture verse. Where is it? Where is it? So I can take it home. I'm just so proud of them. What a blessing they are. So at this time, I'd like to recognize each one of them with a choir certificate and then also a Bible memorization medal. Danny Prim. Luke Durham. Olivia Allred. Garrett Howard, Mary Ruar, Evan Ruar, Catherine Farnham. Rachel Franks, Tristan Roof, Mason Wilmoth, Jaden Hubman. Jacob Pritchard, Samuel Durham, and Mark Prim the fourth.
I'm taking over. She threw me out of the choir room today. She doesn't want my germs. But last year, we embarked on the search for a new music and children's minister. And putting up with us is a task in itself. Blessing us, teaching our children the Word of God, and doing the many things that Laura has done for us this year. I mean, words can't express how grateful we are to have Laura. So just a token of our appreciation, we have you some smelly things here. And we wanted to get you something from The Root, but they're not open on Sunday. So that's coming. Thank you.
Let's stand together. Let's worship the Lord as we sing. It's our offertory hymn, number 346. He's got the whole world in his hands. Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day and our church family. Bless each gift and the person who gives it. Thank you for sending Jesus to take away our sins. Amen.
Thank you. comes to Psalm 18, verses 1 and 2. I love you, Lord. You give me strength. The Lord is my rock and my fort. He is the one who saves me. My God is my rock. I let him forsake me. He is like a shield to me. He's the power that saves me, my place of safety. Who is God to me? My God is who I love the most. There are many things I do to show God I love him. I pray before every meal and before I go to bed at night. I read my Bible to learn about him. I try to do my very best in following Jesus. My God is my strength. When I face tough times, my God gives me strength. Even when I face a bully on the playground at school, I know God gives me strength. When I come up to bat in baseball, my God gives me strength to do my best. When I hear my favorite song on Caleb, I know he is giving me strength. I need his strength all the time. Every day, every month, every year, for my whole life. When I read in this psalm, the Lord is my rock and my fort, I first think about the safety God gives me. God gives me protection and shelter whenever I need it. He is the rock that I can count on being there all the time. When I think of a fort, I think of protection and keeping someone important safe. I know God thinks I am important, and he provides the safety in his fort every single day. My God is my Savior. He saves me. When I think of safety, I think of my parents, police officers, firefighters, and doctors, all people who keep me safe. But I know my God is who keeps me the safest. He is the one that I turn to for safety first. He's number one on my list. King David wrote this psalm, and he said twice in it that God is my rock and my safety. He must have thought it was really important to write it twice. I can see why he did this. King David had lots of trouble in his life. First, he had to fight the giant Goliath. Then he had to run away from King Saul, who was trying to kill him. Next, he made some bad choices that hurt him and his family. Finally, he was king, and he had to protect his people. If King David turned to God as his rock and his safety, I think I should too. It is very important. When it says, he is like a shield to me, the first thing I think of is protection. God gives me protection when I face temptation. God gives me protection when I'm challenged by the devil. God is a shield for me from all the evil in the world. My God is the power that saves me. We can get power from a lot of places. When we eat food, it gives us energy or power every day. My muscles give me power when I need to do something hard. Electricity gives us power to shine the lights in church or for the lamp in my bedroom. Batteries can give lots of things power, but God is the source of the most power. He uses his power to save me. My God is my place of safety. I am safe with him. When I play baseball, I hope to hit the ball hard and run around all the bases. My goal is to score a home run to be safe at home. I know I am safe with God because he is my home. My goal is to be with him forever. I have shared with you who I think my God is. Who is God to you?
We've had an opportunity to see how God has blessed us with these children and how they lead in worship and all the different things they have learned this year. It is a true blessing to see the future of the church leading in worship. This is Pentecost Sunday. It's the birthday of better way than to celebrate a birthday than them to share all their wonderful gifts that God has blessed them with? And they've challenged us. I hope you felt challenged today as you sit in the pew, because if they can lead and share their gifts, you can too. There's so many different ways we can do that. We've heard that in the songs that were spoken, the scripture verses that were read, Samuel's sermon that just took place. We are so blessed and so gifted. How can you honor God with your service? Well, I'm going to provide one opportunity this morning. Oftentimes we take that home away, we file it away, and we'll get to that later. Well, that's not what this is about. This is about right now. We have a group of children right here, and we met many of our children's leaders just a few minutes ago as they presented awards. We've had children's Sunday school teachers that bless us in this congregation. They all encompass part of our children's ministry, and they are our prayer revolution focus for the day. Our children's team and our children's ministry, and what better way to show you what they're doing than to lead in worship this morning? But it doesn't stop there. That's a little too simple. Praying in your seat today is a little too simple. So our time of invitation, our time of response this morning is going to challenge you. It's going to challenge you to get out of your seat. It's going to challenge you to walk these aisles. It's going to challenge you to make a commitment to these children and our children's leaders this morning to come and say, you know what, we are thankful for your gifts and we are going to pray for you. Not just today, not just tomorrow, but for this entire year. How are you going to do that? When we start singing our hymn of response, everyone's going to stand up. And down front here on the table, there are names of all the children, all our children's leaders, multiple names. I want you to get up from your seat this morning, and I want you to come down front, and I want you to grab one or two of these names. And I don't want you to necessarily take it back to your seat, and I'll pray about it later. There's an altar right here that is open for us every single day. If you're able to stop at this altar and pray, join me. If you're able, if you're not able, that's okay. Come get your names, take them back to your seat, and pray for those individuals starting today, and we'll see you again next year, and we'll do it all again. So this morning, they shared their gifts. What are you going to share with them? Let's stand and sing.
Thank you. thankful for your commitment to our children and our children's leaders here at First Baptist Elon. Thank you for coming out, and I hope you were truly blessed as they led in worship this morning. It is a day to celebrate. It is a day to celebrate who God is and who He is and what He has done. I encourage you, as we close with the benediction, to come up and thank these children for all they did this morning. They're going to be up here waiting for you, okay? And as you go home, take these names with you. Place them in your Bibles. Place them somewhere where you can pray for each child and each leader every day this year. As you leave, you also get a little prize or reminder of what it means to speak life. Let us go out speaking. Father God, you are here. You will go with us, and we are